The Idaho legislature is wrapping up 3 weeks of work in the 2019 session. Some bills have been introduced, though work is still moving slowly compared to what will come in the next few weeks. This week saw some movement on issues including abortion and using cell phones while driving. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief gave Samantha Wright an update on the action happening this week at the Capitol.
By today, there's going to be about 100 bills that have been introduced, most in the House, probably a quarter or so in the Senate. But next week, what we're going to see is a lot of bills start to be introduced. A lot of RSs, that's bill proposals, will be taken to committees and printed. Some won't be printed. We've talked about this before, that in Idaho, there's a very unusual system where almost all legislation has to go through the committee to get printed and introduced, whereas in most states you just throw it in the hopper and it's automatically introduced. Now, there are exceptions to that. There are what are called private bills. A private bill is a bill that an individual is allowed to introduce essentially by courtesy. Most private bills don't go very far. Almost all the bills are actually bills that get printed and introduced through the committee system rather than individuals. So we're going to see that start to pick up next week quite a bit. At this point, we have about seven or eight bills that have actually passed one house and are in the other chamber already. Almost all of those they're supplemental budget bills. They are bills that are adding supplemental appropriations to this year's budget for agencies that have encountered some kind of emergency situation.
What is the most unusual thing you've seen in the Idaho legislature so far this week?
We've got a couple of bill proposals. They're not even actually bills yet, but they're getting a fair amount of publicity at this point, intentionally so, at least in one case. One of the proposals, it's not a bill yet, is coming from a freshman legislator from Idaho Falls, and it is a bill to disallow local governments from passing more restrictive usage of your phone while driving. In a number of places in Idaho, some cities have passed more restrictive legislation in regard to this than the state has. This is an example of preemption, where the state is essentially preempting the local governments from passing some kind of law. Now, this proposal was actually sent back to the sponsor because the committee didn't think it was feasible at this point, and they suggested he work on it, and he may reintroduce it at this point. But right now, that proposal is not a bill. The other one is a proposal that has not been introduced, at least as of Thursday, but there has been a press release about this bill by the sponsors. This is a proposal to essentially nullify federal abortion laws in the state of Idaho. And we've been down this nullification road before. We went through it with Obamacare, essentially. A lot of state legislatures sought to nullify the law at that point. We've also seen it in regard to some gun control legislation in a number of states, including Idaho, over the course of the last 8 or 9 years. Nullification legislation at the state level is essentially theater. It's highly unlikely, shall we say, that nullification bills passed by a state legislature are going to be accepted. But it's essentially a point being made by somebody in the legislature, and I think that's very clear in this case because they had a press release about it before they ever even sought to introduce the bill.
And interesting this week, the Constitutional Defense Fund is
exactly.
The folks who are behind the fund are meeting on that for another bill.
And so the same week that we get this announcement that two legislators are going to introduce a nullification bill in regard to abortion, we also have an announcement that the Constitutional Defense Fund is meeting to determine whether they need to allocate about $200,000 to pay for the attorney's fees in a decision they lost having to do with ag-gag bill that was passed a couple of years ago. So it's an interesting juxtaposition of two issues in the news basically in the same day. One is, oh, we're going to try nullification again, and oh, we're going to have to come up with about $200,000 to $250,000 to pay for a bill that we passed before that lost in the courts and we had to pay the attorney's fees for.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha have a podcast called Legislative Breakdown. They pick apart the Idaho legislature to find out how it affects you. And this week they talk to a brand new legislator who is learning the ropes at the Statehouse. Find Legislative Breakdown in the NPR One app or at our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.